Her kid's grandmother needed help.
The defendant asked you if she could come and stay with you.
Yes.
For a month.
3 weeks.
And you want rent.
Yes.
Get out of here.
But this mom's not willing to do much.
You also say you made a loan to her.
Yes.
Where'd you get $300 from?
My son works and he pays for everything.
You flew cross country for $300. $300 that you didn't earn.
Judge Judy.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy.
Cindy Thomas is suing her child's grandmother, Sue Norton, for a loan and rent.
Order. All rise.
It's case number 454 on the calendar in the matter of Thomas versus Norton.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated, sir. Have a seat.
Ms. Thomas, who is this person?
My son.
How old is he?
21.
You have other children?
Yes.
And you have other children, and their father is her son?
Yes.
And how old are those children?
3 and 8.
And I gather that you and Ms. Norton's son are currently in a custody dispute?
Yes.
In what state?
New Haven, Connecticut.
Just for my information, what's the nature of the dispute?
Well, he has custody of my son right now, and I'm trying to get my son back.
He has custody of the son who was 8 or 3?
3.
For how long?
It's been about a year right now.
Did he get custody from the court, or did he get custody because you gave him custody?
Through the court.
Was the 8-year-old always with you?
Yes.
But he's the father of both of those children?
Yes.
But he only wanted one of the children, is that right?
Yes. My daughter's not with us right now because we had a case going on and she was removed.
So she was removed by the state?
Yes.
Where is she now?
In a foster family.
How long has she been with the foster family?
About 2 years.
So the only child that lives with you is this child who's 21?
And my other son.
How old is he?
18.
Get too complicated to figure out why the 8-year-old is in foster care instead of being with a biological parent. Was the child removed from both of you or just from you?
From both.
You and her son were living together at the time?
Yes.
Is that true?
Yes.
And there came a time recently, Ms. Thomas, that the defendant called you from one jurisdiction and asked you if she could come and stay with you.
Yes.
Where were you living and where is she living?
I was down in Florida.
And she's in Connecticut.
Right.
And you
My son lives in Connecticut, too.
But you went to stay with her.
I went to Florida. I came back. I asked for help. My mother is sick.
Listen to me.
Right.
You also met a guy online?
No. Where we just meet on Facebook.
Online is Facebook.
Okay.
You met a guy on Facebook.
A gentleman, yes.
The gentleman that you met on Facebook lives in Connecticut?
New York.
New York. Closer to Connecticut than Florida.
Right.
So when you came up to Connecticut, you also were meeting the guy in New York.
No, I've not met the guy in New York, no.
I didn't.
Came to see my mom.
Mm-hmm. And you came and you didn't stay with your mom?
My mother was 98 years old, yes.
So the answer is you didn't stay with her?
I didn't stay with her, but we did 24-hour care for 5 siblings.
And you stayed with the plaintiff?
Yes, I did.
For a month?
3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Yes.
And you want rent?
Yes.
Get out of here. You also, put your hand down. You also say you made a loan to her.
Yes.
For what?
She asked me for a loan so she can go to New York to be with the guy.
How much?
It was $300.
What kind of work do you do?
I'm not working right now.
Where'd you get $300 from?
I took it out of my bank. My son works and he pays for everything.
We're done. We're finished. This is not a case. It's a ridiculous. I mean, I can actually hardly believe that you flew across the country for $300. $300 that you didn't earn.
I'm not suing
$300 that you didn't earn.
I wasn't suing for $300, Your Honor. I was suing for the loan and the rent because she stayed
just
with me.
Just a second. She stayed with you for 3 weeks, and I just
yes.
told you, forget about it. So she stayed with you for 3 weeks. Where did she sleep?
In my living room. I had just moved in, so we're setting
just
up the house.
Just a second. You just moved in, mm-hmm. so she was staying in the living room,
yes.
sleeping on the what?
On blankets and pillows, because we're still unpacking. We're unpacking, and I told her this.
Goodbye. Go. Go.
It was a wooden floor, Your Honor.
Go,
I slept on a wooden floor.
Listen to me. Spend your time trying to figure out what to do with an 8-year-old child who's in foster care. Do you understand?
No, I'm dealing with that.
Yeah, deal with it. Spend all your time dealing with it and not 2 days flying to one end of the country for another for nonsense.
It's not nonsense. She borrowed money and she needs to learn to pay it back.
It's nonsense. Goodbye.
Why is that excused? You may step out.
was completely wrong. She borrowed money and she stayed in my house, and if she stayed anywhere else, she would have to pay.
You don't sue me to stay at your house on the floor for 3 weeks.
So why shouldn't she pay me? She borrowed money from me and she doesn't have to pay it back.
And you want me to pay you $930 rent on a wooden floor? That's not right.
She said she was going to pay her, and she had messages back and forth, and she said she was going to pay me my money. I don't have money to just give out for free.
We'll get through it. She always will call me up and say, Grandma, come and help me.
There's nothing going to happen there. I don't want anything to do with her. She needs to pay me my money, and then that's it.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Ware Hutchinson versus Ware. Step forward.
Betty Ware and her boyfriend, Thomas Hutchinson, are suing Betty's brother, James Ware, for his share of their mother's funeral expenses.
Mr. Ware, did your mother have a burial policy?
Yes, she did, but it was canceled.
Yes. The answer was yes, she did.
Yes.
And your mother passed away in what month and year?
September 2nd, 2017.
With what insurance company was her burial policy?
GPM, I believe.
And who paid the premiums on that policy?
She did.
How old was she when she passed away?
75.
And who was the beneficiary of that policy?
There was no policy.
Well, there was a burial policy.
It was surrendered.
When?
I have my evidence here.
I'd like to see it. She surrendered the policy September of 2016 and would have received somewhere around $2,000 in 2016. Did you see these?
No, I've never seen any of them.
Okay,
ma'am.
I'm going to show you the letter when your mom was Geraldine Long.
Yes.
Because this case has to do with, this is your brother, and you think that he should be responsible for your mother's funeral expenses. That's what the case is about. You say there was a burial policy or a life insurance policy that covered death benefits. If that were the case, and if he were the beneficiary of that and it included a benefit for burial, then I would, of course, agree with you. Other than that, we'll have to approach this case in a different way. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I'm going to show you what he has just shown me. The first letter is from the company, which indicates the day she took out the policy, which was in 2010. And the next letter is the receipt for the money that she cashed in the policy in September 2016. And then that's the payout of what she would have gotten at the end of so many years had she kept the policy and maintained the premiums. Got it?
Okay, I got it.
Got it?
Yes, ma'am.
So there's no policy unless you have proof to the contrary. Do you have any proof to the contrary?
No, I don't.
Okay, then you don't. So now there's no policy. So now your mom died September of 2017. You paid for the funeral. How much?
I paid $5,373.
Did your brother contribute anything towards the funeral?
Yes.
How much?
$1,174.
And you and your husband paid $5,373?
Yes.
Okay. Did your mom leave any property?
No, she didn't.
Did she leave any personalty? Anything? Furniture? Anything?
I'm not aware of that, but nothing came to me.
Did anything come to you?
No, it did not. The only thing that I received was her pension payout of $3,100.
Okay, so she had a pension payout.
A pension payout that she left for James Ware for taking care of her for 14 years.
So you were the beneficiary of her pension payout?
Correct.
So you got an additional $3,000?
Correct.
Anything else?
Actually, yes, Your Honor. Mm-hmm. Of the 14 years of taking care of my mother, I was the sole person responsible for everything. I've had maybe 6 to 7 days of help from my sister during her time of...
Let me explain something to you, Mr. Ware. Let's be clear. Did you live at home with your mother?
No, I didn't.
No, listen to me. Did you live at home with your mother when you were growing up?
Yes, I did.
Did she take care of you when you were a year old?
Yes, she did.
2, 3, 4?
Yes.
5, 6, 7? How old were you when you moved out of the house?
19.
You were 19, so she took care of you for 19 years.
Correct.
Sounds to me you're on the plus side.
Okay.
Got it?
Gotcha.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
you like to tell me why your brother paid $1,174?
He said she has a policy for $4,200. We should receive it in 7 days. 7 days came and went. I asked him about it.
Okay. Did you have this conversation with your sister?
And later today.
So you didn't deliver all of them?
Correct.
And they were all paid for?
Yes.
So you know he's due a partial refund if all hats were fine?
Correct.
Now I'd like to take a look at what you claim is defective about the hats.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Betty Ware and boyfriend Thomas Hutchinson claim Betty's brother, James Ware, owes for their mother's funeral expenses.
I'd like to see the funeral bill, please, all the expenses. Okay, and would you like to tell me why your brother paid $1,174? Of this bill?
Yes, ma'am. The day we made funeral arrangements, which was September the 5th, he kept calling me 10 times before I could make it from Antelope down to Oakland.
Excuse me, ma'am.
And then once we got there, he said, listen, Mom had some kind of policy. I'm still not sure what kind of policy because I didn't deal with any of her affairs. So I only have to go on what he told me. He said, she has a policy for $4,200. And so I said, okay, I'll tell you what. I'll put that $4,200 forward, and then the remaining balance, we shall split. And he says, okay, I'll make sure we should receive it in 7 days. 7 days came and went. 2 months went by. I asked him about it through text. He just started throwing a whole bunch of garbage at me.
Okay, so Mr. Ware, did you have this conversation with your sister?
The only conversation I stated to her is that I thought she was entitled to half of the funeral services.
Okay, that you would each pay half.
I thought it was fair. That's what I said.
I believe that that's fair. So you agreed to pay half?
Correct.
Funeral costs were approximately $6,000. That would mean that you would each pay $3,000, correct?
Correct.
You gave her $1,100.
Correct.
So?
Next thing I know, I'm being served to come to court.
So you acknowledge that you owe her money?
I acknowledge I owe half of the funeral services, Your Honor.
Correct.
Which I agreed on.
Or $1,836 because there was no insurance policy. Is that reasonable?
Ma'am, I'm going by the verbal agreement. He wanted to write me a promissory note.
Listen to me. There was no policy. Turned out that there was no policy.
Okay, I found that out afterwards, months afterwards.
So, I mean, don't you feel as if you're responsible for half your mother's funeral expenses?
Had he had told me that in the beginning, I would have prepared myself and done just that. But that's not what the verbal agreement was, ma'am.
The verbal agreement was that he would pay half after the burial policy
kicked in, yes.
But there was no burial policy.
Then why did he tell me that?
I don't know why.
Okay,
I don't
ma'am.
Know. Maybe he thought there was, and when he investigated, he found out that his mother had surrendered the policy for cash.
Your Honor, he surrendered those policies.
You know, prove it to me.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today...
You didn't use these at all?
No.
You reordered?
I didn't order anything.
From anybody?
From anybody.
So what did your team use for hats?
We didn't have hats. We just went the year without hats.
Are there supposed to be numbers on the back of these hats?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Betty Ware and boyfriend Thomas Hutchinson claim Betty's brother, James Ware, owes for their mother's funeral expenses.
There was no burial policy.
Then why did he tell me that?
I don't know why.
Okay,
I don't
ma'am.
Know. Maybe he thought there was, and when he investigated, he found out that his mother had surrendered the policy for cash.
Your Honor, he surrendered those policies.
You know, prove it to me.
Okay, well, I have some text here from him.
No, prove it to me that he surrendered the policies and got the policy and got the cash, which was $1,500. Show me.
Okay, well, that should have went towards the funeral arrangements.
1836, judgment for the plaintiff. We're done.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
I'm very disappointed. All we have is our word. And if you give somebody your word, you need to stand by it.
I've tried to be there for my mother, my sister's children.
You know, I'll love him until my dying days. I just don't agree with him right now.
But yet, this is what happened. So, I mean, it is what it is.
It's not about money at all. It's just about the principle.
Money changes people. I'm moving on. I wish them the best of luck.
That money does change people.
I don't want to have any contact from either one of them.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Guerrero versus Turbis. Step forward.
Florentino Guerrero is suing Matt Turbis for a refund for defective softball caps.
Mr. Guerrero, what kind of sports team do you supervise?
I just manage a softball, men's softball team.
There came a time when you ordered team shirts and hats from the defendant. Is that your business?
Yes, ma'am.
How long have you been in business?
2005.
So a while.
Yes.
And that's your sole business, making shirts, hats?
All apparel.
So you ordered these shirts and hats from Mr. Turbis. It is your claim that the shirts came in. They were fine.
For the most part, yes.
How many did you order?
I ordered a shirt and hat combination of 18 total.
18 of each?
Yes, 18 hats, 18 shirts.
When did you order them?
I made a purchase May 1st, 2017.
And when did you need them by?
They were going to be delivered within 2 to 4 weeks.
Do you have a written contract with him?
No, this is just all that he had stated to me. That once I made a purchase on May 1st...
No, just a second. You don't have a written contract with him?
Correct.
So it was a verbal contract that you had with him?
Correct.
You made the purchase on May 1st?
Correct.
When were you supposed to deliver the items, sir?
Usually delivery is 4 weeks.
Okay, so let's use 4 weeks as an outside. So by June 1st, he should have had all 18 hats and all 18 shirts.
Correct.
When did you get him the shirts?
The shirts were delivered 2 weeks later, I believe, from the date of payment. And the hats...
Two weeks later.
Yep.
And the shirts were fine.
For the most part, correct.
Now we're going to get to what the lawsuit is about. The lawsuit is about the hats.
Yes.
The hats that A, were not delivered on time. B, when they were delivered and they were...
Defective.
Defective. Okay. So when were the hats delivered, sir?
I'm not sure of the date.
Do you know the date?
Between June 26th of 2017 and June 28th of 2017.
So
8 weeks.
Well after.
Yes, ma'am.
Well after.
Yep.
Not yep is not an answer.
Yes.
Yes is an answer. So 4 weeks after they were promised.
Correct.
And how many did you deliver?
I believe there was 11. There was six that were back ordered.
So you didn't deliver all of them?
Correct.
And they were all paid for?
Yes.
So you know he's due a partial refund if all hats were fine?
Correct.
Now I'd like to take a look at what you claim is defective about the hats.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Now, I'd like to take a look at what you claim is defective about the hats.
Well, right here, there's bad stitching. And then on the back, there's no numbers that were supposed to be stitched that I paid for on each of the hats.
What do you mean number? You mean a...
There were a number corresponding with the shirt.
May I see the shirt? Would you hold it up for me? And that's player number one.
Yeah, player number one. And then the hat... Their corresponding hat would have
the same,
one.
With the same number on.
Right.
Can I see the stitching on them?
Yeah, here's two.
Okay. Stitching's not terrible, sir. Can I see the rest of them?
I mean, I paid a lot of money for all the combination shirt, hats.
I understand. And you didn't use these at all?
No.
You reordered?
I didn't order anything.
What do you mean you didn't order anything?
I didn't order more hats.
From anybody?
From anybody.
So what did your team use for hats?
We didn't have hats. We just went the year without hats. Because I already proceeded through PayPal to try to receive a refund.
Were there supposed to be numbers on the back of these hats? Okay, fine. How much were the hats?
He didn't specify. The shirt and hat combination came out to a total of $900, like $50 a piece for the shirt and hat.
Would you give these back to the defendant, please?
He owns them. Plus $2 a piece for the numbers to be stitched on the back for a total of $983.12.
Well, what do you want?
I want half of what I purchased, at least, for getting half the order.
So you paid him a total of $983.12?
Correct.
That's $491. You now have your hats back?
Pardon me?
You now have the hats back?
Yep.
Great. $491 judgment for the plaintiff. We're done.
Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I'm happy to get compensated for what I got.
I tried working stuff out with them, but never been in contact with them, you know, up until I heard about the suit or the payment.
I just didn't get what I ordered in a timely fashion, and the consequences, we went without hats.
I thought I should have finished the job.
He had more than ample enough time to correct the issue and just didn't, so that's that.
I'm sure he won't be back, but I have a lot of happy customers.
Don't purchase from the defendant.
Just the cost of doing business.